You are listening to The Voice of the Arts, and I'm Brian Savar, and I'm here with the Communications Manager of the Allegheny Regional Asset District, James Santelli. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and it's a great time of year because Radical Days is coming up, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But people might be listening and saying, what is this Allegheny Regional Asset District? I've heard a lot about it, but I don't really know anything about it. So what's your elevator speech about the RAD?
Absolutely. Well, RAD is something that's pretty much unique to Allegheny County. We have the 1 cent sales tax that exists here in the county. That's why you pay 7% on your purchases here in Allegheny County. And that extra 1% is for RAD. So of that 1%, half goes to all of the municipalities in the county. And the other half is what we refer to as RAD. So everything from parks and trails, that's about a third of the RAD revenue. Libraries all throughout the city and the county, that's another third. And then from there, everything else, we're talking about more than 100 assets, everything from the zoo, FIPS, the aviary, Carnegie Museums, a whole number of great arts and cultural organizations. And if you're a regular QED listener, you probably hear a lot from these organizations. These are the kinds of things that make Allegheny County a great place to live, a great place to raise a family, and a great place to, you know, bring your whole family around to these wonderful places. And we're going to be talking about Radical Days, and it's really the best opportunity for people to enjoy those places, those organizations, those events that make our home unique.
Tell me about the history of RAD. How did it even begin?
You know, there'll be people who remember the history a little bit better than I will because it was a touch before my time. But thinking back to the late 1980s when places like the Aviary and FIPS and Pittsburgh Zoo were all line items on the city of Pittsburgh budget, and the city was in dire financial straits. They were worried that they may not be able to keep the gates open to the zoo and the Aviary and FIPS. So this sparked a lot of different conversations about how do we make sure we sustain these places, keep them open, as well as our parks and libraries. And it ultimately led to the idea that, hey, a lot of the people who visit these places come from outside the city, but they're not financially supporting them. So the idea came about to have a specific 1 cent sales tax that is countywide, and the money will help support places like these. It started, you know, just with a few entities and organizations. It's, of course, now expanded to include, you know, the stadiums, the arena, and more than 100 organizations that we're talking about. But it has proven to be beneficial to this day. A couple years ago, RAD celebrated its 25th anniversary, and it's stronger than ever. You know, it's an idea that was smart when it began back in the early 90s, and it still works today. And we're happy to be, you know, part of that history of sustaining these wonderful institutions and hopefully continue to do so for years to come. Once RAD came into play in the mid-1990s, it was kind of, you know, kept on the back burner. It was doing its job. It was helping to keep the zoo and FIPS and the aviary open. But there wasn't really a sort of public face of RAD, of the Regional Asset District. So one of the early directors of communications, Julie Getz, who's actually now with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, helped spark the idea of, hey, we support all of these wonderful places like the zoo, like the aviary. Maybe we should have a free day where people can come and enjoy it. And that was the start of Radical Days. And from that, it was just a couple of days here and there. But from there, it's become a huge, more than a month-long event. Now, this year's Radical Days is more than 5 weeks' worth of free events, and we have more than 80 events, activities, opportunities for people to enjoy. All of them are free, and they involve more than 60 different assets that are all part of the Regional Asset District. So we consider it the best public face of RAD, of the Regional Asset District, to say, this is what your tax money goes to all support, all of these wonderful organizations and opportunities and things that really give great joy to people in Pittsburgh and all throughout Allegheny County. That's what RAD does all year long, and these 5 weeks are the opportunity to really see it for yourself.
This sort of leads into my next question. The county needs a lot of help with various things. It needs funding for roads and things like that. why the importance on the arts and the parks and the libraries?
Sure. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the, that other half of RAD that goes around to all of the municipalities. They can use it for whatever they like. You know, the a lot of RAD money goes to the city of Pittsburgh, to Allegheny County government as a whole, and then to the municipalities. They can use the money for, you know, roads or for public services, EMS, those sorts of things. But really, RAD is a quality of life play. It's an economic development play. You know, a lot of different areas have their own unique qualities or things that they want to do to try to get people to live there, work there, companies to locate there. What we have in Pittsburgh is unique. We punch above our weight class. You always hear it that in terms of arts and culture, we have the, you know, institutions of a much larger city. RAD helps support that. You know, every time somebody pays that extra 1 cent on the dollar that they spend, it's going to support the things that make Pittsburgh shine, that make, you know, the symphony shine, that make the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust a possibility, that make libraries that people go and enjoy every day. These are the sorts of social infrastructure that often doesn't get talked about as much, but it's so important to our day-to-day lives, just as important as the roads and the bridges, is this social infrastructure, these opportunities to bring people together, these opportunities to learn and to live and to just spark joy. And that's sort of the reason why I love the job that I have, is because it's all of these things that make Pittsburgh and Allegheny County what it is.
I can't tell you how many times a musician has come from out of town and has looked around and said, I can't believe all of the arts and music events that are happening in a town this size. So sort of goes to what you were saying about punching above our weight class there. And what I love about RAD is that it's not just the arts, it's the parks, it's the libraries, it's a wide range of organizations that you support.
It is, and you can really see that come to bear during Radical Days, because we are talking about more than 60 assets, more than 80 events all throughout these 5 weeks, including some brand new regional assets. The Rivers of Steel Heritage Corporation, which helps put on the tours at the Cary Furnaces and maintain some other national landmarks. They'll be offering a tour for the first time, a unique tour of the Cary Blast Furnaces. Riverlife is a brand new regional asset this year. They'll be presenting some programming at Allegheny Landing on a Sunday afternoon to bring people down to the waterfront. So what RAD is and what RAD can be is always changing year by year. Look, we love our classic regional assets. Sort of, we think of the symphony and we think of FIPS and the museums and these places. But Pittsburgh changes. The county changes, and RAD changes along with it. We want to embrace these new assets and give people a chance to experience them for themselves.
I promise we'll get to Radical Days in just a moment. But, people might be wondering, well, how do these organizations get the RAD money? There's a process to getting the RAD funding.
There is. And actually, as you and I are speaking right now, RAD is in the process of what it calls public hearings. And so every asset that is applying for RAD funding goes in front of the board. This is after an application. We have an exhaustive application process because we appreciate this is taxpayer money. It's important to make sure that it's getting into the right hands, into the right situations. And so once those applications are sent in, they go before the board. They make presentations to say, this is where we are as an organization, as an entity. This is what we're looking to do going forward. And this is how RAD money helps with that. And so we sort of have a cattle call of sorts of dozens of different organizations coming through, going in front of our board, having these conversations. Our board members ask a lot of great questions. We have a very smart board that understands what it takes for an organization to remain sustainable, both fiscally and with its people. And they ask, you know, very pointed questions to make sure that the money is going to be spent in the right way. It goes for both operating costs, you know, having payroll, keeping the lights on, things that, you know, maybe some donors would not be so interested in giving money towards, but are important. We get capital requests for, say, a new roof or, you know, a new electrical system or new hardware that they need. The kinds of things that you may not be able to put a donor's plaque on, but that they need to be able to sustain themselves and continue the great work that they do. So it's really an opportunity for all of us to check in with these organizations, learn what they're doing, learn what their future plans are, which is always very exciting for me. I come from a news background. I always want to know what's new. And that also gives the board the opportunity to consider, get a good look at what they're doing, and see how they can help make connections with other RAD assets into the future.
WQED has been very blessed to receive RAD funding for some time now. And I can say that RAD follows up. You want to know that the money is being used for what you said you would do in these presentations.
We have great staff members, great program officers who also have a lot of experience in the community and with these organizations. They know Pittsburgh and Allegheny County backwards and forwards. They know these dozens of organizations backwards and forwards, the people there, the mission, the programming that they do, and they're able to figure out, you know, okay, maybe this organization could use a little help from that one. Could they both share, you know, a human resources person or other things that basically allow that RAD money to go even further. And it's a great opportunity for those connections to be made.
Taxes, so there's always a political element of some things, but I think with so much politicization of the world today,
sure,
it's hard to argue against supporting parks and museums and arts. It just seems like it's a no-brainer for people.
These are the beautiful things that we all get to enjoy. RAD is for everyone, as our executive director Rich Hudick likes to say. And I was just talking with somebody just the other day where they were taking a look at the Radical Days brochure, and they're not going to be in town. They're going to be heading out of town. But they said, I'm so glad that this is what my tax money is going to support. Look through the list of all the different assets and parks and trails and wonderful organizations, and you say, this is what makes living in Allegheny County, you know, worthwhile. It's the things that you can go, you know, bring your family to, go enjoy together. They truly are assets. I mean, these are the places that we love, that we cherish, and that RAD and the taxpayer money helps to go sustain.
Now, Radical Days, it's coming up. That's the big event. And
I already snuck in a lot about it, but let's go.
I love it. Now, tell me, what's the history of it? So you mentioned a little bit. Julie Getz started up with the idea of having these days that were free and got people involved with these RAD assets.
Yes, and it was also, I want to give a shout out to Connie George, who has been with a lot of organizations now with the Carnegie Science Center. This was partly her idea as well. You know, it's a PR push, essentially. It's allowing us to say to the public, hey, this is what your tax money has been going to, and this is our way of saying thank you. Really, it's the least we can do for all of the support that's provided by the 1 cent sales tax. And you know, through the years, there have been more and more events in my office. There are old Radical Days brochures that show maybe a dozen events, 20, 30 events. This year is going to be bigger than any other Radical Days series prior. We're talking more than 80 events. We're talking shows and performances that people can go to for free. We're talking about the opportunity to take free tours of, you know, go behind the scenes of places that you may think you know, the convention center or PNC Park or Acrisure Stadium. But when you can really go behind the scenes, that's a really cool opportunity. You know, even, you know, bring your kids to as many Radical Days events as you like. I really see it as an opportunity for, you know, people to experience that all of RAD has to offer, because it's not just, you know, a couple places. It's not just the museums and FIPS. And no, it's tons of places, tons of cultural organizations that are putting their best foot forward to say to taxpayers, thank you so much for your support. We genuinely do appreciate it. And they do. I hear so much from people at these organizations that say, we cannot do what we do without RAD funding. And that is all thanks to the taxpayers who support us 365 days a year.
And these events are all free?
They are 100% free. You can go onto our website, radworkshere.org/events, for the particulars, because there are some organizations that they may require an advanced reservation or sort of time ticket. But they are free for people to go and enjoy, and it's free whether you go to one Radical Days event or you go to 60 of them. There is no limit, and you can bring as many people as you'd like. Again, do recommend checking out the website, both radworkshere.org and the website of the organization that you're looking to check out, a sort of know before you go situation. But beyond that, it is free for people to enjoy.
And when are the dates for this year's Radical Days, and how can people find out about information?
Radical Days 2022 begins on Friday, September 9th. It goes for more than 5 weeks until Sunday, October 16th. You can find out information, again, at radworkshere.org or by heading to your local library. We've been distributing tons of print brochures, one of which I'm holding in my hand right now, a very colorful brochure that gives you a lot of information at your local library. So if you live near a CLP or an Allegheny County Library Association library, head down there. They should have them out at the front desk, or if they don't, you can ask and say, hey, where's the Radical Days brochure? They should be able to point you in the right direction. Take as many as you'd like, spread them around, let people know that this is such a cool and unique opportunity to experience these places free of charge.
And it's not just on the weekends. It's all week long. If you're home with the kids and babysitting or doing whatever it is, you can take them out during the week.
I appreciate you pointing that out. Yes, there are very few days within those 5 weeks that have zero Radical Days events whatsoever. We're doing something all throughout that time. And it's a good mix of different opportunities. It's not just free admission to a museum. It might be a dance class or a choral performance or, you know, getting out into the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden and really experiencing all they have to offer. I feel bad even pointing out just one entity because there's so many different opportunities and, you know, wonderful things to be able to do. So grab that brochure or head to radworkshere.org, explore, click on as many events as possible to see, you know, what you might like, what your kids might like or other family members, friends. Get together and enjoy Radical Days. We're really excited about what we have to offer this year.
James Santelli, thank you so much for your information. We're looking forward to getting people out to enjoy Radical Days 2022. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.